the measure would have foundered at this stage. Would it be good news for anyone if it were to squeak through with the withdrawal of support of many who have up to now been its strongest supporters? In urging Synod to vote for the adjournment motion, I'm conscious that many of us have been looking forward expectantly to this July for a long time. Leaving here with unfinished business will feel like an anticlimax. But there are worse things than unfinished business. To leave here, having driven this legislative process over the cliff, would be the worst of all outcomes. In his sermon yesterday morning, the Archbishop of Canterbury spoke of the incarnate Word of God laying his hands on those who were sick. He encouraged us then to wait for such grace in our minds, to open ourselves to that space that the incarnate Word might speak and act on us. If he will allow me to say, I see that as a breathing space that we urgently need. I therefore urge you, brothers and sisters in Synod, whether or not you might be prepared to vote for the legislation in its present form, to support the adjournment motion, creating that breathing space, and allow the House of Bishops to come back in a few months' time, having reflected on how best to respond, the present concerns echo across the whole of this chamber.